Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
MSW Media.
Hey friends, for this, the momentous 150th episode of What We're Drinking, we decided to do something special. To that end, we packed our bags and headed to New York during Manhattan's official Comedy Week. We put on another sold-out live recording at our favorite comedy club, The Stand. I was very fortunate to be joined on stage by some outstanding comedians, Big J. Okerson, Joe DeRosa, Nacia Marrero, and Justin Silver, as well as What We're Drinking's roaming correspondent, Brad Jaffe. And man, was it a hoot. I laughed so hard I cried, and I wasn't alone in that. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the episode for yourself. Now, it takes a village to make these sorts of big events come together, and I want to offer my sincere thanks to the folks at Suntory Japanese Whiskey, who sponsored the show and provided some terrific cocktails made with Toki for everyone who was there. A lot went to me. And speaking of killer drinks, the newly remodeled bar, Christie in the Public Hotel, got me hella buzzed on the good stuff while I was there. Also, big ups to the Frederick Hotel in Tribeca. It's a fantastic property in the heart of one of the city's coolest neighborhoods, and they took great care of us while we were there. And finally, special thanks to two of the greatest PR agencies in the whole wide world, both headed by dear friends of mine, Hannah Lee Communications and Rachel Harrison Communications. And now, let's go to the show.
Hey, this is Nick Jonas, and you're listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette.
Hey, this is tennis legend Andy Roddick.
Hey, everybody, it's Big J. Okerson.
Stelio Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Allison Janney, and you're here with me on What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. And that's my sexy voice.
Hi, this is Patton Oswalt.
And this is Meredith Salinger.
And you're listening to What We're Drinking
with the very handsome Dan Dunn.
Glug, glug.
My issue is, I can't endorse you. You will suck the life out of everything.
Oh, come on, really?
This is John Taffer from Bar Rescue, and you're listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
That's more like it.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. But this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Wow. It is bright. It's good to be back, everybody. Welcome to the show. We were here in June, literally when everything opened back up again, or so we thought, and the masks were off, and that was fun. I think some people were at this show too, but that night we were drinking gin. Gin, right? And I think everybody knows that if you know anything about British people, gin makes you desperately unhappy and sad. And so I feel like tonight's crowd is already going to be fired up. We're doing Japanese whiskey. And in a few minutes, we're going to have some great comedians coming out. Nacia Marrero is going to be here, Big J. Okerson, and Justin Silver. And I guess you're probably wondering right now, who the hell is this right next to me here? I thought we were booking Zach Galifianakis, but there was a bit of a mix-up. Turns out somebody fucked up. Instead, we got Brad Jaffe. Brad Jaffe, yes, Brad Jaffe. He's not... not funny at all, nothing funny about him, but he is one of the world's leading experts on spirits, so he's going to keep us in check if we screw anything up tonight, right?
I'm the fact checker.
You
yes,
are the
sir.
Fact checker. In fact, Brad, you have a piece today in something I don't read
it's
about Japanese
Bloomberg,
whiskey,
Bloomberg.
Right? Bloomberg, yeah. Right? So it's funny because I had this, like I prepared this sort of whole thing where we would start, and I would put out fun facts And then Brad would fact check me. And it's like some of them were real and some of them were fake. And then earlier today, I showed them to a friend and I was like, what do you think of this? And she was like, you can't do any of these jokes. You can't do any of them. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, it's a culturally insensitive. It will get you in trouble. I was like, even the one about tentacle porn? She's like, especially that one. So I had to pivot. I pivoted today and I came up with a new strategy. Are there any cisgender white males here this evening? Yeah? All right. We're coming for you, buddy.
Just a few. I was expecting
target rich environment. I think we can all agree that cisgender white males are fair game. So here we go. I have prepared this. So Brad, are you ready?
I'm ready to fact check you, Dan.
So Brad, I hear that Japanese whiskey does not actually have to be made in Japan. It just has to, at some point, make an appearance in Japan. Is that correct?
That is correct until March 31st, 2024, Dan.
Then what happens?
Then the rules change.
Okay. All right. Brad, is it correct to say that drinking Japanese whiskey makes cisgender white males want to watch tentacle porn?
I don't know what tentacle porn?
Yeah.
Am I hearing that right? Tentacle porn.
You know what it is, man. Look at him. You know what it is. This is it. If you look up guy who watches anime in the dictionary, it's fucking you. Look at you.
So it's anime porn?
Yeah, it's anime porn, I heard.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Should I stay off the cisgender white male stuff?
Keep lacing into them. They can take it, Dan.
They can take it. All right. We're going to bring up the pros now, the professional funny people. As threatened, it's Big J Okerson, Nasia Marrera, and Justin Silver. Get up here. Oh, and there's a surprise guest here as well who might be joining us in just a little bit as well. So, where do you want to sit, Jay? Wherever you want to go.
Did you bring us gifts?
Here. You sit there, Justin on the end.
What's up, everybody? How are you?
In case we're confused, this is Nasia, Jay, Justin.
How are you?
Guys, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us. Can I ask you a question, honestly?
Yeah.
I really don't know this. I don't know what tentacle porn is. And as a Jewish guy, am I considered a cis? What is the words?
Cis.
Cis what?
You're a cis.
Am I a cisgender?
You are a cis.
I legit don't know, Jay. You're giving me the vase.
Wait, what is it you don't know?
Cisgender male means what?
Just dude.
Just dude, right?
Yeah.
Just like guy.
Formerly known as dude.
What's the porn you don't understand?
Tentacle porn. Tentacle porn?
You've never heard of it?
Swear to God.
You don't even have an idea of what that is.
In my mind, you want to know the visual I have? I see an octopus, like, tickling body parts, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Did I nail it?
Close.
Perfect.
But after tickling, then shoving those tentacles in vaginas and mouths. Don't play this.
You won me over, homeboy. You won me over.
This is Japanese shit. This isn't my idea. I just know it exists. Not my thing.
Sounds painful, though.
I'm sure it's very painful. It's all cartoons, though.
Cartoon porn.
Jay, what are you drinking there?
Well, tequila, and then I'm chasing it with Truly Wildberry Hard Seltzer, because I'm going to suck a guy's dick in a Camaro later.
When you're half manly and half chicky.
I'm going to let my titties come out in a mechanical bull later.
I can't wait. I'm going to be fucking on your lap in a second, baby.
Now I know why you guys need to be separated.
We have an affair.
Nasia, care to comment now on anything that Jay is saying?
Anything.
I mean, now that Jay talked about his titties, I'm kind of jealous because they're bigger than mine.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're bigger. Shapelier, perhaps.
Can I say something from experience?
Please.
Shapelier.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you, Justin.
So, guys, I think we're drinking Suntory whiskey tonight, Japanese whiskey. I think most people in America were first introduced to Suntory from the movie Lost in Translation, right? Bill Murray, Suntory time. Did you know about it? Well, Brad's like, of course I know about it.
Do you know what's crazy?
Nip
my
stockings.
I do know what tentacle porn is, but I've never seen that movie.
Nip my stockings,
you don't know? You may have picked the wrong guest.
I'm pretty sure there is tentacle porn in that movie.
Yeah, there might be.
Titanic,
yeah. So we know that one. I'm trying to... Guys, what are some of the movies, iconic drinking moments in movies? Justin Silver, go.
No, don't start with me.
Brad Jaffe,
I need a minute to think about that.
Cocktail when the guy kills himself.
Wait, I want to say something.
Jesus Christ. It's a comedy show,
I was
going to
say Cocktail.
Jesus Christ.
Clearly.
You got nothing?
No, not yet. You'll come back to me. You circle
Animal
back.
Animal House?
Fine. Wait,
drinks a whole bottle of Jack Daniels in Animal House?
Can I answer?
Yes.
Animal House.
Good job. Nasia?
Is this going to be in my citizenship test?
This is it, yeah. This is it.
Fuck,
drinking in movies.
I'm getting deported then.
Where are you from?
Portugal.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you drink port?
Port wine, of course.
And Vino Verde.
Man, you know your shit.
That's good shit.
There
expert.
You go.
Brad's the expert. 40-year-old virgin,
was that
you've
booze?
Seen that, right?
Yeah, I did.
It's tentacle porn, Jay. It's tentacle porn.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Big Jay, favorite drinking scene in a movie?
When Kiefer Sutherland pulled out a bottle of beautiful red wine in a cave for a young Jason Patrick and gave him a sip of the wine, it was actually his blood, turned him into a vampire. Lost Boys.
Oh.
That was even darker than mine, Dan.
Wait, what's that theme song again? What's the theme song?
Thou shall not fall.
Oh, I love it.
Thou shall not.
Oh, you and I in a car have listened to that a
what
few
about
times.
What about E.T. getting drunk? I mean,
oh, yeah.
E.T., the little alien, got drunk on beer. I think that was one of a heartwarming alcoholic moment.
Yeah, that was a sweet
moment.
Drunk.
Yeah. Jaws. Any women like the... Guys love the Jaws scene.
Oh, when he's all drunk on the...
Do any women like that scene? You do. Elaine, you like it. Because most guys I know can quote every line of that scene. You know? Yeah. 1,500 men went in the water. Yeah,
I can't. I guess I'm not one of the guys.
Well, you don't even know what tentacle porn is.
You're not cisgendered.
No, I'm the truly part of Jay's drink cocktail.
Is your microphone on?
What?
Is your microphone on?
I've asked you four times to turn it on.
Can you hear, Justin?
Yes. A little.
Okay, turn that off.
I've done this four times. There we go. Someone doesn't know how to take visual cues, Jay. Shit.
All right, so Brad, tell us something about Japanese whiskey that we can make fun of.
Okay. It's a lot of pressure there. But I mean, I hesitate to talk to you about the history of Japanese whiskey because it involves a lot of Japanese names, and I'm just scared about where that could
please.
Go with you, Dan. But.
I mean, is anybody up here going to say
something
insensitive?
Sounds like you're getting stabbed in the stomach as you say them.
About Japanese whiskey? Maybe. I don't think so.
Try it out.
All right, so Shinjori Tori. Shinjiro Tori.
It's okay. My dog's name.
Yes. The grandfather of Japanese whiskey, Shinjiro Tori.
That's a person.
That is a person.
Okay.
He was a Japanese industrialist, as a lot of us are. And he went on to found Suntory Whiskey, which is the brand that I believe we're celebrating here tonight. Unfortunately, though, he had an underling that went off. They had a disagreement.
A blood feud.
And he went off. Masataka Taketsuru.
Question?
Yes.
What's an underling?
I know you had
the same question.
That's the word that threw you?
Yeah, what was the one that threw you? What was the one that got you? Because you look perturbed right at the same time.
No.
Here's
what happened with me.
Okay. Walk me through it.
You started talking Japanese shit.
Right.
And then I was like, let me think of a funny, just borderline racist joke to get through the past, which takes skill and a little bit of thinking. And then I was thinking, something about Karate Kid 2 took place in Japan.
Right.
And then it got me thinking to go back two subjects ago. Great drinking scene. Mr. Miyagi hammered when Daniel-san comes back.
You fucking nailed that, homeboy.
Gudai Gujio Data Yasatamo Adaya-san!
In your line of work, I believe they call that a callback,
Miyagi,
right?
Great for me, Miyagi. Now that's a drinking scene. Thought that Lost Boys thing was going to hit harder, so
no,
I had to come back with a number two.
You came back around, baby. But underling?
So, Dan, I'm not going to go too much into history because I feel like this could go into dangerous territory. I just think that...
What would give you that idea?
I think that, you know, the audience maybe wants to know a little bit about what you were referencing before about Japanese whiskey not having to be made in Japan.
I see that look on all their faces, by the way. Yeah. Yes.
Read the crowd.
Enough with the fucking
crowd.
Jokes.
Read the crowd.
Give us some Japanese whiskey history.
And Japanese whiskey does not, in fact, have to be made in Japan. It just has to be bottled there. So a lot of people have been taking advantage of that loophole over the past couple of years. So just recently, earlier this year, of course you guys know about the JSLMA. the Japanese.
Totes. Oh yeah.
Japanese spirits and liqueur manufacturing.
Yeah, no, I got to tell them.
You know, I know.
Yeah, JSLMA.
I still have my T-shirt, and I have yours at my house from the thing.
Thank
you. So the JSLMA said, you know what? We're finally going to lay down the law here, and if you're going to say Japanese whiskey on the label, this has to be actually Japanese whiskey. And that will go into effect, as I alluded to before, on March 31st, 2024, in case you're keeping track.
Thank God, man. Change. That's real change.
That's real change.
I've been so upset about it.
Finally, stuff is getting solved.
Finally.
This world, you know? You're
We're
like,
moving forward.
Yes.
I'm still thinking about the tentacle stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I have to Google it when I get home.
Have you ever watched anime porn?
No.
Nasia, I want to watch you watch anime porn.
I'm sure you do.
Yes.
I'm a normal person. I just watch normal porn, you know, like gangbangs and stuff.
What is the porn like in Portugal?
Just like it is here.
Really? Same thing?
Just with silly accents.
Dicks and pussies and everything. Exactly. It's all in there.
Except we speak Portuguese. Yeah.
I was going to say with a lower credit score, but you fucking brought it highbrow.
Oh,
that's
honey.
Fucking perfect, Jay.
You know, we have medical care, so there you go.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh,
the
porn.
Fuck you, America. Yeah. Suck our dick, America.
It is where
Fuck
it hurts.
You.
Portugal.
Okay.
Portugal.
Don't deport me, please. I like being here.
Oh, well, you should have a toast. I came up with one today. Here's the bread without which there could be no toast.
There you go. Cheers.
Thanks, Dad.
It's science. It's just true. Lately, I've been going out. What am I lying? I go out all the time. And there are a lot of 80s drinks coming back. You guys notice this in the bars? They're doing Sex on the Beach, Alabama Slammers, that kind of thing.
Were they gone?
That's what I was going to say.
Like a Harvey Wallbanger, is that 70s or 80s?
The Harvey Wallbanger was the 70s, because the Harvey Wallbanger was, remember Galliano?
Yeah. It can't fit
tall,
on the shelf.
It's that yellow bottle everybody has, and they're like, how do we
fit this anywhere?
Get rid of it.
Yeah. It's like tentacle porn. How do you fit this shit anywhere?
All these drinks are coming back.
I've had Jay on my show before, and you are not, and I don't mean this to insult you, but I would say you're not necessarily the most discerning drinker.
Are you kidding? Are you going to tell me that I'm not going to enjoy this blueberry acai one more than the wild berry? I have to let it dance on my palate a little bit.
Dan, show them that picture of us over that boxed wine we had the other night at your place, Jay.
What in the Christ is this?
It's a kale smoothie. Drink it so you're healthy.
Yeah, what's it called?
What are we having
right
is
here? This from the 80s? Is it called Kermit Cum?
It's Elf Cum. It's Elf Cum. Stacey.
I gotta try this.
This is awesome.
So, do you have a favorite 80s cocktail? Like Slippery
Sex
Nipple?
Sex on the Beach would be my one, yeah.
Do you know what's in the Sex on the Beach?
And also, someone said a Purple Hooter was a shot that I thought was pretty good when I was a kid. I started doing comedy in the black comedy circuit, no bullshit. So, the drinks there, it was like Incredible Hulk. It was like I was having the cocktails of fat black women. You know what I mean? Like Tanqueray and something. Any drink that goes good with an airbrushed picture of Tupac backdrop. Of which I have taken many pictures in front of.
Silver, what do you got? What's your favorite 80s cocktail?
I don't know. I'm not a cocktail guy. I like everything neat, straight. I like it like this.
Like the green thing?
I like it like this.
Why do you have two of the green things?
That's spread.
That's mine.
Oh.
This is
I thought Long Island iced tea
we
ruled.
Have another drink. There we go.
I like whiskey neat. I like tequila just on rocks. I just like it chilled. I like everything just the way it is.
What were you drinking at Skankfest this weekend? They did a show called down in
We did a festival.
Houston, a festival.
We all just got back
Houston,
from a festival.
And it looks like you were doing some tastings down there.
Yeah, you think?
Social media that I saw. Or was it not drinks? Was it something
else? I was drinking mostly whiskey, and then I'm just not going to mention all the other things. But sure,
Nasia,
ask him about his eye. He cannot see from one eye.
No, but that's not because of that. That's because of
that's from
but
the
thank
coke.
You for bringing up Nasia. I appreciate that. All because of the one Portugal joke. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean, you
thought we were on
now.
The same side.
Nah, dude, she thinks you're hot.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's negging me, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm bullying you because I want to fuck you. That's the truth.
I could bust her balls because she didn't want to fuck me anyway.
Jay, can I tell you something?
It's so liberating. Yes, Justin?
I want to fuck you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take that.
And yeah, watch dude. Tentacle porn at the same time.
Goddamn right.
Oh, that's how I'm going to do it.
If I was a bear, I'd be cleaning up.
I think you are a bear.
Yeah, if I was gay. If I was gay, I'd be a bear. And
I'm
if I was a gay bear, I'd be cleaning up in dick.
What does that mean?
What is the straight equivalent of a bear, then? What are you?
A fat guy. Who had to achieve some level of fame to fuck a woman decently attractive.
So by being cisgendered, you lose like this animalistic kind of comparison.
Yeah.
And all the allure is gone.
Good call. I should start telling people I'm bi. What's up, girls? I'm bi. You girls want to have a threesome and I'll talk about all the dick I love?
Do I look...
They're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
I love when they send me a note. I must be drunk. They're like, this is what you're drinking. Like, Jesus, the whole rundown.
Dan Dunn.
Oh, the name of the drunk?
Oh.
The name of the drink?
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to say the name
of this.
Sponsor. Kiss of Jade. That's what that's called.
Oh, okay.
Kiss of Jade.
Sounds like a kung fu movie.
Kiss of Jade.
Jade is the one who gave it to us, by the way.
Is that really the name?
That's the name of the server over here.
Then you get a kiss after you drink it from Jade.
What do you think's in it?
It's made with Toki. Japanese whiskey, I would believe there, Dan.
Oh, okay. Just keep me on. This is why you're here. Keep us on track, man.
Keep you reined in. It's made with Toki Suntory whiskey, which is one of those brands that is actually made, distilled, produced in Japan. Mm-hmm. Unlike some of those,
not one of those fucking ones. Just bottled there,
yeah,
pieces
exactly.
of shit.
Yeah, those fucking. We're
like so sick of them. They're such pieces of shit.
With Detroit whiskey, we flew all the way to Japan just to stick us in a glass bottle.
That happens.
Hey, I got a bag of whiskey. Where's your bottles, Japan?
You still got 3 years if you're trying to make money off of that. It's a get-rich-quick scheme. Forget cryptocurrency. Go to Japan and bottle your Detroit whiskey. You'll make a lot of money.
And while you're there, see if you can find that place where they put the ice things, and you got to chop through them. No one saw Karate Kid 2?
This guy's the best.
Somebody raise their hand over there. Justin, what happened?
By the way, that guy didn't say Karate Kid 2. I was going to start singing Peter Cetera, Glory of Love.
So what, the next Karate Kid doesn't mean anything to you?
It's 3?
Dead after 2?
Yeah. Wait, what happened in 3? They go to Japan, then they come back, and what happens?
No, I think it's that. The third is with the
3, he becomes evil almost.
Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio becomes evil?
A guy. So.
Jay, bring us
an old
it.
Army buddy of the bad guy, the bad teacher from part one.
Oh, yeah. He was
comes to town and he goes, I'm going to lure this kid into thinking I'm his friend, but I'm going to turn him into an evil karate guy.
This sounds like Cobra Kai. That's
he,
Cobra
he brings
Kai,
him right? over sort of the Cobra Kai thinking. And then he figures it out, Mr. Miyagi, blah, blah, blah.
Strike first, strike hard.
Then next Karate Kid, Hilary Swank.
That's what I thought. That's not the third one? That's the fourth
That's
one.
That's the fourth
That's
one.
That's the ninth one.
Okay.
How many Karate Kids have there been?
Well, then there was
four.
One with Will Smith's son. That was another one, too.
That was a reboot.
Oh.
Sorry. Unnecessary reboot.
As opposed to the necessary reboots that exist out there.
Yeah, there really is none. Remember they remade fucking Point Break? With all unknown actors. Like, the story of Point Break was the star.
Can I say something? I auditioned for that.
You auditioned for that? How'd you not get it?
I'm
Take your shirt off.
You.
Well, can we raise a glass to Pat Morita?
We sure can, everyone. Rest
in peace. Is he not with us anymore?
No, he's been dead for 20
gone.
Years.
Oh, shit, I just found out. I'm sorry.
Pat Morita's like this audience, not with us anymore. Here we go, yes.
I think they're having a great time.
Are you kidding? These girls are batting around a threesome.
They love it.
I haven't seen any of these movies, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Wait, what?
I haven't seen any of these American
You've never
movies.
Seen Karate Kid, Nastya?
I never seen Karate Kid.
What, do they just make you watch City of God over and over again?
Absolutely.
That's Brazilian.
That's Brazilian. I'm Portuguese, man.
What is the most famous Portuguese movie? What is the Portuguese, like, Pulp Fiction?
I'm feeling really ignorant right now because I can answer that. I have no idea.
You don't know what Pulp Fiction is?
My mom didn't let me. I know what Pulp Fiction is. She wouldn't let me watch American TV.
Why?
Because she was scared that you guys make me crazy.
Did we?
And now I'm here.
Like Jay.
No, I love you Americans. Actually, I got married to a veteran. That's how much I love you guys.
Which war? Oh,
thank you for your service.
Thank you.
In fucking a veteran.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I served for 3 years, so there you go. Yeah, I was a cocktail waitress.
Justin, what happened to your eye? Let's hear it.
I can't see out of... Really? You want me to get
into
this?
Yeah, I
want
to know what's wrong with you.
Everything... I have to get... This is... I can't believe you're bringing it up. I have to get... I got a cortisone injection in my elbow, and then 1% of people, and it's usually like the most anxious Jews on the planet, which I am, have a reaction to it where your retina detaches in your eye, so everything's fucking blurry in my eye. I can't really see.
Is this light bothering you right now?
Immensely, and I'm doing this for you, Dan!
I appreciate you coming out, man.
Use a napkin to cover your eye like a parrot.
Does anyone have an eye patch? Anybody?
Can I tell you? Can I tell you how ridiculous it is? Oh, wow. Wait. No. You can leave him up. That, I come back from... this is funny. Last night, I'm sitting in my bed. I come back from Texas because we were at the festival. I left a banana in the fruit thing on top of my refrigerator, which rotted. I come into my apartment, and it just looks like Lord of the Flies. There's just fruit flies all over the apartment, and I'm laying there. I have, like, an eye mask that I use on the airplane. You know what I'm talking about, Jay. So I have one flipped up, and I'm sitting there with just Raid watching TV, just spraying, like, tss, tss, tss. That's me in my
Justin,
bed last
wait.
Night.
Justin, wait.
Yes, baby.
I'm going to tell you why the crowd didn't give you a big reaction on that story.
Okay.
You described the situation as Lord of the Flies.
All the flies.
But you meant literal flies. Lord of the Flies is about a bunch of stranded teenagers on an island.
Can I bring you back on that?
Yeah.
You remember when they put the pig head?
Uh-huh.
Right? And all the flies are going...
No.
On the yes,
no.
That's 100% why it's named that.
It just happened to be also called Lord of the Flies?
Wait a second.
No.
Look at the cover of the book. It's the pig head, and there's all the flies around the pig head. Am I wrong about that?
Has this been rebooted yet, by the way?
Did you read Lord of the Flies, yes or no?
I saw the movie. I thought it was because there's the pig head and all the flies are going around the pig head.
You should have said like an Ethiopian's face or something.
Wait, explain it to me now.
An Ethiopian's face?
No,
remember in those commercials there was always flies on their face?
Explain the Lord of the Flies thing to me now.
They crashed. It was a boarding school that crashed.
I know the plot of the movie.
Boarding school crashed. On an island. On a boat.
On an island.
What?
No, they take the pig's head.
No, they do
put it
pig's
on
head.
A staff and then it's covered in... This guy is so intense about this.
It's the
his
author.
Favorite book.
No. What you're just...
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Please.
But...
Talk to me.
You're backpedaling.
I swear to God, no.
You're backpedaling.
A little bit.
He can't see properly. Let him be.
Nasir,
you know what,
thank
dude?
You.
Take your blurry vision and have what you want. It's fine. He said it right.
Why so you want to know anything more about Japanese whiskey,
yeah,
Dan?
Yeah, jump in there anytime. Yeah.
Wait, I have
bringing
a question.
Us back.
I have a
take over.
Yes.
Why did he got a cortisol? Cortisol? I don't know how to say that word.
Cortisone?
Yeah, that's what I said. why did you got that in your elbow?
We're gonna end up in my medical history when I was 7.
This is getting so far away from
this
the point
so
of the thing.
Away.
I'm so sorry.
Why is it
go
in your
ahead,
elbow?
Dude. Dan, Japanese whiskey. Is it really made from ninja tears? Go.
No, it is not made from ninja tears.
Okay, so. False. Got it. Okay, fact check one. Oh, for one, me.
Next. We should do like a rapid fire, you know?
It's rapid fire.
Does it really make you want to smoke cigarettes and sing karaoke?
I've sang a lot of karaoke, but I do that
You've
no matter
gone
what.
To Japan quite often.
Quite often.
Really?
Have you sung karaoke in Japan?
I have.
Ooh.
I have, but
yes.
Do you know the city in the world that is the number one karaoke capital of the world per capita?
Detroit.
Detroit, no.
It's a great guess.
Chicago, Illinois.
Grand Rapids, right
per
near Detroit.
Per capita.
Oh, shit. Des Moines.
Really good guess. It is the Des Moines of Finland, Helsinki.
What?
Yeah, Helsinki sings more
no shit.
More karaoke than any other place.
More
on the
than Japan.
Do you speak Japanese? Because you say all these names beautifully.
Yes.
Do you sing in Japanese?
No. Okay. I can't do that. That's appropriative.
Oh, dude, I bet you crush ass over there. Do you go to Japan and crush ass?
That pause is a yes.
Yes. That's so awesome. Damn, Justin, we have derailed what this show was supposed to be, I
Unbelievably.
Think.
Unbelievably.
Talk to me about your relationship with hard seltzer. When did that start?
That's new, Jay.
Oh, I'll tell you when they made it, because it's I don't really like alcohol. So
so that's why you drink hard seltzer.
Yes. Yeah, it gets you there, but it tastes like, you know, a
3 days.
I like blueberry acai more than I like hops. And then I drink tequila because it's the least tasting of all alcohol, and it'll get me to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm confident, or I'll fight a cop. Either way. Either way, it's a story for tomorrow.
It is it's sort of an incongruous look, because you don't look... If I saw you in a bar,
mm-hmm.
I would not expect to see not one... But two Trulies in front of you,
yeah.
And the, like, I just—it doesn't work.
Like, that look like woo, Trump 2024.
Dan, you've never been on a road trip with Jay where he's belting Bette Midler out the window.
You have no idea who I am, dude.
On the way to goddamn Montreal.
Me and Justin are going to Syracuse next week, and man, we're going to listen to so much Ambrosia in the car. Make
Yacht
a wish,
Rock,
baby.
I'm gonna Enya it the fuck out in that car.
Yeah, don't judge me by my wallet chain. Judge me by my iPod.
You still have an iPod? Holy shit! That is incredible.
Brad mentioned Helsinki. Do you guys ever perform abroad? And does the comedy translate?
No, I hate it. No, it's been. I don't know. I think it's me. I think when I've gone overseas, I've been so worried about the translation. That I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I falter
England
a bit.
England would work, right? And
sure.
Ireland. And
they do speak the same language there, Dan. So.
American.
They
right?
do, yeah. I've been in Australia.
There,
yeah.
That helps.
Rotterdam and Amsterdam are the only place I went where they first... And that's intimidating, going up after somebody who just murders in Dutch. And then you got to go up there.
You have to go up and, like, carve a wood shoe to fucking crush after him?
They all speak English, but it's like you have to learn... What's difficult is learning the timing. Like they're going to... When you say a punchline where you're used to, like, the laughter being immediate, you have to give them a second to, like, translate it in their head and then go, ha! So that's the only
weird thing. He's really funny.
Yeah. If I keep it in America, I would.
Can I ask you an important question as a non-comedian up here on this stage? You know, Dan had some jokes, and you were saying before you had to think about what you could say, you know, to make sure that you're not offending anybody.
Why do I feel like you're going to shit on me right now?
No, not
okay.
at all.
All right, go ahead.
This is a serious question. Where can you go in the world where you just feel like you will not offend anybody no matter what
Skank
you say?
Skankfest fucking South, baby. Skankfest South, dude.
So
we just did it. Our own festival. Yeah.
He just made the Trump reference. You could go to a Trump rally. I don't think there's anything you could say there that wouldn't...
No, you're right. I'm telling you, it's got to be like an in-house thing. Yeah, it's got to be... That's the idea of comedy now, is you have to, like, slice it up to find your audience to come with you, because anybody could take... If you want to go pick apart comedy to find, like, horrible... like, and just say it's like, oh, if they meant that, what they said, they're terrible people. But no one means what they're saying. So that's what the problem is. Comedy has to keep answering for jokes. You know what I mean? Which is a weird thing they have to answer for. Like, how do you mean? What do you mean that? Like, I don't mean that. It's just a stupid thing to say. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you make sarcasm literal, it doesn't really work.
So, yeah. So is there... literally, our festival is like the safest place for that we do. Skankfest. But it's it celebrates that. It's like everybody coming together to fucking celebrate just like... laughing about everything that normally there's articles written that were fucking... I mean, Justin's been in articles, man. We've been called racist. I've been called a Nazi.
Wait, I've been in the articles?
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
I know, it's wild.
How does it feel?
We're two Jews and we've been called
Nazis.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people
have been
called?
He's Jewish and they call him a Nazi.
So that's what I was going to ask.
It's two Jews and a Puerto Rican that run the festival and they call them Nazis.
How
does
it feel as a Jew
opposite.
To be called a Nazi? How does that feel?
I want to apologize to my grandma.
Well, one, I don't think they know what Nazis are. I always say this. I go, everybody who calls me a Nazi knows me from comedy, which I think is funny because no one's ever heard of hilarious Nazis. Didn't exist. There was never a Nazi like, hey, Dieter, can you cover my shift at the gas chamber? I got a tight five I want to try out at Laugh Out Loud Auschwitz tonight. No, it's good stuff. It can't all be Holocaust. It's got to be some downtime, you know?
To be fair, Hitler's mustache was pretty funny.
Hilarious. It became the do for pussies the entire world wide.
It's that time of year again, New Year's. It's that time of year where we make those resolutions about dropping weight, answering our mom's calls, staying in touch with friends. It always feels like the perfect time to refocus on what we want in life. But it's easy to get stuck looking back on all of the resolutions we didn't keep last year. This year, there's one resolution I am definitely keeping, and that's making my mental health a priority. Make it part of your daily routine with Talkspace. Talkspace personally matches you with a licensed therapist you could connect with right from your phone or computer. I've been in therapy for years, but it's always been so challenging to find the right person. I've bounced around to different therapists, and it's always, does this one take my insurance? Is this one close to my house? With Talkspace, you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Listen, everyone could use someone to talk to. I personally deal with some anxiety, and my problem at night is those racing thoughts that I can't turn off. I'm up all hours of the night thinking about everything that everyone ever said to me, and how am I going to get through this? My therapist at Talkspace taught me some really awesome breathing techniques that help me calm my mind, calm my body, and give me a more restful sleep. Connecting with a licensed therapist on Talkspace can help you feel better, and it's secure. No one's going to hear what you say, and that's the best part. Let all that talk fly. Unlike traditional therapy, Talkspace fits your schedule, not the other way around. Talkspace treats your privacy and security as their top priority. You get access to private virtual room with just you and your therapist. You can send your therapist messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for that weekly appointment. You owe it to yourself to make mental health a priority this year. And Talkspace makes it easy to keep. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code STARBURNS at sign up. That's STARBURNS. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code STARBURNS.
Wait, before we do that, Joey's sitting off to the side of the stage. Can we bring Joey up?
Please. Oh, yeah, can we?
This
can
is our special surprise guest. You know him, you love him. The great Joe DeRosa.
Woo! Yeah. Joey, come sit with me. Chair. Bring your chair. Bring your chair with you.
I got you, Joe.
You should let him sit on your lap instead.
I would.
Joe is
I
on
would,
our...
I would let Joe sit on my lap, but he's a homophobe.
Is there an extra mic?
No.
Is there... No.
Joey, what would you like to know about Japanese whiskey?
Well, first of all, I want to thank that round of We Almost Give a Shit from the audience that they gave me as I walked on. And guys, I hate to break up the symposium you're having up here. I haven't seen a panel this interesting since the cast of Community appeared at the Museum of Television and Radio. All of the jokes I was going to make are... I can't make them now. You guys made them already. But I was going to say...
Who made the jokes up here?
I had a bunch of jokes. I was in my head over there. And but you, I've been over there for so long that you guys already
read
made all
minds.
The jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have no jokes.
Dan,
zero
you're
jokes.
Where you're hosting a podcast right now, right?
Here.
Yeah. I'm saying, no, I had jokes. I had riffs I was going to do, but everybody's made them already because it took so long to get up here.
Do I know you?
Holy
have we
shit.
Met before?
My favorite
all
thing
right,
to watch
fine.
Is you trying to get the podcast back on track so you don't lose sponsorship. When they'll be like, tentacle porn, it's when an octopus crams a snatch with its arm.
Anyway, like, proper 12 whiskey.
Yeah. Dan literally went when he goes, so we're here to talk about Japanese whiskey tonight.
You ever get a hand job from a girl in a kimono? Anyway, proper 12 whiskey, everybody.
That's Christ Irish. That's Irish, guys. Come
the funniest
on,
part
track.
Was before the show. I
sorry, Kawasaki whiskey, everybody.
I was prepping everybody to start a show, and I said, "All right, you know, is there anything we can't say?" I said, "You know, don't make any overt references to being wasted or anything, because you know, sponsors and
drink in moderation."
3 minutes in, Jay's talking about the octopus tentacles up somebody's asshole, and I'm all like, right.
"Strong chance tonight, Joe fucks me against my will, drunk."
I mean, you are drinking like my prom date.
You
right
goddamn
now.
Right, I am. You promise you'll drive me home if I suck your dick?
You really drink like a girl that's going camping for the first time.
So what? So what? Ew, bugs are icky. My dad left young.
Oh my God, look at these rope swing drinks.
My dad left when I was three. I drink like my mother. go ahead, Japanese whiskey.
And then I'll pass the mic back. My favorite...
You have your own mic.
My favorite drinking scene ever in a movie, because you were talking about it earlier, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
When Karen Allen is doing the shots head-to-head with the guy. Yeah. That's,
drinks him under the table.
Yeah, that's amazing. And he falls over, and then the guy in the black coat comes in. Hey, Mac, nobody tells me what to do in my place. That's a great scene.
What about Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids when she comes up to first class?
Oh, when she punches a hole through the cookie and shit?
Yeah. I never saw Bridesmaids, believe it or not.
Oh, that's a funny movie.
We're, of course, forgetting Cocktail, Tom Cruise.
That was my first.
No, Justin
that was,
said.
No, that was me.
Or you
that,
said it.
That was my first.
No, I said it.
I'm not listening.
You did.
I mean, that was just the concept of that movie. It's like, you know, Tom Cruise is this dude, and he gets chicks, you know, not only serving them drinks, but
yeah,
juggling
he's a
them.
Studly
you
know, bartender.
The craziest part of that movie is when he gets up on the bar. He's in a club in New York City in the 80s. Everybody is fucking hopped up on coke, Duran, and they're like, oh, he's going to speak. And everybody shuts the fuck up, right? Like, and he does the poem. If you watch the movie, and Scott, you're out there somewhere. We talked about this earlier. There's a part where somebody yells in the audience, give us a kiss, you sexy beast. A guy yells this to Tom Cruise.
Give us a kiss, you sexy beast.
That's it. And then I'm wondering, like, when are the Scientologists going to run out and just grab that guy and, like, take him off to, like, reassignment camp? You know, like, you can't acknowledge that Tom Cruise is kissing people.
He's playing a character in the movie, Dan.
Break it down, Joe, please.
All right, Joe DeRosa, everybody.
Dan.
Get him out of here.
Dan, do you understand
how these... Go to your fucking sandwich shop, all right?
You know Cocktail's not a podcast, right, Dan?
You know
it's
Cocktail's
a
not a documentary in real time, right?
Isn't it based on a real guy, though?
What?
Isn't it based on a real person?
The real guy who did flippy fucking bottle tricks at a bar?
Yes. I remember seeing some article where they showed the guy that this was based on. Some bartender flips bottles and all. They have the competitions, right? Dan, you know what I'm talking about. They have the bartender competition.
Flair bartender.
It was based on the dude who won this competition. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
You got to be a next level jerk off to compete in a bartending contest.
I agree.
You want to shit on my dreams, Jay? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I am. Do you know in my neighborhood growing up, there was a school that was half bartending, half massage therapy?
Where'd
if you didn't
up?
Go to
Where'd
college, people, I would have went for bartending for sure, but it was hilarious. They were teaching you how to give hand jobs or serve beer.
Was it in Thailand?
Fucking stupid license to have to get.
In Thailand, they do that.
In Thailand, they do what?
Because it's Philly.
You go for a massage and they give you a hand job.
I thought in Thailand, you end up with a transgender surgery.
I like how you thought that was just in Thailand.
They don't even. I really did. I mean, I don't know. Where do they do that here?
I think you've been there.
South Jersey. Turnersville.
Where are they doing there? Cherry Hill. Trap, Pennsylvania, Norristown, take your pick.
Doylestown, PA.
Doylestown.
Yeah. I got news for you. You see an Asian in Doylestown. She's giving handies.
What's going on? You want a Negroni and a hand job?
Oh.
A Negroni? She knows how to make a Negroni?
Oh, yeah. You see an Asian girl in central Pennsylvania for sure. She's got dry jizz down her knuckles. Yeah. Faux show.
Nothing but Roman Catholics in this neighborhood.
By the way, this episode is sponsored by Suntory.
Japanese whiskey bottled in Japan, you fucking phonies.
Right.
Not you fucking Polacks sending your fucking booze to Japan to get bottled.
I think you have to say Poles now. You have to say Poles.
You Poles sending over your bags of whiskey.
I say ox. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
A-C-K.
Yeah, I go, you fucking ox.
I'm Polish and I'm not offended. You can go all day.
Huh?
I'm Polish and I'm not offended. You can go all day.
You're Polish.
You just said you were Jewish.
Yeah. I'm like Russian Polish
Jew. Jewish-Polish?
I'm Russian Polish Jew. Go ahead. You're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want.
Why even tell us?
I'm giving you permission.
I don't know.
I've known you for 20 years almost.
Yeah.
First time I've ever come up, you're Polish. I've seen your penis. I took gum out from between your dick and balls once with my teeth.
Yeah.
Never once mentioned you were Polish.
I've nursed an abscess on your back in a fucking $140 a night hotel room.
You put hot compresses on a primordial cyst I had on my lower ass bone.
Yes.
And got the pus out. Oh my God. I'm just now hearing they hear Polish. Oh, I feel raped. I feel dirty. I gotta take a shower.
I have one word for you, Jay. Mysterious.
Anyway, yeah, Japanese whiskey. Take it away.
I gotta tell you,
my apologies.
I also didn't know Justin was Polish.
Yeah.
More importantly, I don't believe him. I think he's just saying it.
To God, Justin, all my life, I don't think you're Polish. I think you're making it up to gain favor with this audience.
Justin will talk.
Of all the beautiful Polish women in the audience right now?
No, but this crowd's rooting for an underdog. And if you're starting off at Polish, dude, you're the fucking down seed.
Did you ever see the cocktail? Miyagi. We were talking about cocktail video. Chris Fairbanks, very funny comedian. He did a video, it's on YouTube, where he inserted himself into cocktail. And there are like all the scenes where they're
flipping the bottles.
Hold this. Yeah, they're all flipping the bottles.
Oh, Joe does physical comedy now.
Who brought Karen?
It's like Gallagher up here.
He's superimposed. It's like it's Brian Brown and Tom Cruise roller coaster. And then all of a sudden, Chris Fairbanks superimposed just walks in just going. With two bottles, and it's not doing anything. You just go like this. And you go, yeah, 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 yeah. It is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
Brad, any more facts on Japanese whiskey?
Absolutely. So here's your opportunity. You know, I was going to ask you guys questions about comedy.
Yeah.
That got derailed really quickly. But any questions you have about Japanese whiskey?
Not a one.
Not one? No? Nothing?
Do I have to be a samurai to drink it?
No, absolutely not.
Sick.
Joe, I got to tell you something. I'm not a samurai.
I love Japanese whiskey. I've been a fan for many years. Whiskey has always been my favorite of the liqueurs. But I switched to tequila in later years to kind of keep the weight off.
What do you like to... So tequila is like the skinny man's drink.
It is. You know why? Agave.
I'm a whiskey guy. No. Yeah.
Well, tequila comes from a green plant as well, which is the only...
It has a very low glycemic index. Yes. He is right about that.
Yeah.
Yes. So...
But it's keto, I think.
It is.
It's keto friendly. You're keto, right?
It's paleo and keto friendly.
Yeah.
It's also I keto friendly,
and
which
gluten-free.
Is good because I'm a master at it, using people's.
I love whiskey. The one downside to whiskey, I will say, is it looks like it's going to taste like iced tea, and then it really doesn't.
It doesn't.
Dude, I do have a question. I was astonished at how light colored it is. But how strong it is at the same time.
But that's really funny what you just brought up. Like, anytime I drink iced tea, I'm expecting it to taste like whiskey, I'm disappointed by that.
You have a severe problem.
You know what? Dan, you're right. Good question. Nasia, what's the drunkest you've ever been, and what did you do?
I would tell you, that's but then whiskey, I know you'll right? jerk off to it so later good. On.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to jerk off to what I think it is anyway, so you might as well tell me the truth. I can't believe Nasi got gangbanged by all those strangers at a peep show.
Oh, I wish.
I can't believe that happened.
How do you feel about fortified
wine?
We're waiting.
Go ahead.
I'm so fucking lost, you guys.
What's the drunkest you've ever? What's the alcohol you've gotten the drunkest on?
Whiskey, for sure.
For sure, whiskey?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Nasi and I.
Did you wake up the next day and people had to remind you of what you did?
The flies.
You know, the thing that I fucking hate, actually, is that... I don't get drunk like that. Like, I get really shit-faced to a point that I see everything going around, and I remember every single thing next day.
Me too.
Which is so annoying.
I swear to him, I got too. I never lose the voice in my head that's like, you know, it's like, hey, man, you got to walk over to that hotel
right now
in a straight line. And as I'm wobbling, I'm going like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Exactly.
Get it together. I don't know why. I just can't ever submit to it. It's why I'm bad with drugs, too. I don't submit. I'm trying to always prove that I've beaten the drugs or the alcohol. I'm like, I'm not even drunk. This is stupid.
I could drive right now.
This is dumb.
Speaking of blackout drunk, Joe.
Yes.
A couple of times you've called me late nights.
Oh, you don't get the calls in the morning the next day after that call.
Yeah, the Joe will call.
Well, let's see.
With a great idea.
Some of the greatest hits.
Well, you talked about a sandwich shop, and you actually did it.
Yeah, I did it.
You did it.
We opened this week.
That's so Jewish.
That's the show.
We're open this
Joey
week.
Rose. Congrats.
Joey yeah. fucking Rose. Tell me the address, Joe.
The best sandwiches in New York City.
174 Rivington, full bar, sandwich shop.
Oh, man. I was going to invest pastrami? In it, but I got divorced instead.
Anyway, we open this week.
Can I
Please,
say,
settle down, everybody.
Joe's had a pop-up shop here for about, what is it, like
about a year.
A year where he's been making sandwiches here. They are so awesome.
Thanks,
and then
buddy.
They moved over to their own bar. These are the best sandwiches in New York. They are Thanks, unbelievable. So,
hey, crowd, settle down. There's enough for all of you.
Is there
Sorry.
A...
I apologize for this table. These
can
girls
I get
are
pastrami,
all worked up
corned beef? What can I get
later.
From there, Joe?
Is there a name of a drink that's... completely any more misleading than hard seltzer. There's no, I can't, nothing's hard about this.
Well, it's an
Don't
o-
say
it's
that.
A bit
I think
of an
Jay
oxymoron.
Is kind of getting there.
What's the alcohol content in that seltzer?
It's a bit of an, it's about as much as a it's beer.
I don't know. Here's the thing. If it would be the funniest thing right now, I would full on tongue kiss Joe. So that's kind
Do
of
it.
Alcohol.
I want to see it. I don't believe you.
5% no.
Joe's not, I'm not. Joe's not there. I'm just saying. How much alcohol is it? Enough that I would, for the last.
Joe, I'll come to your
hardcore
shop and buy
make
all the
out
sandwiches.
With Joe.
I will buy all the sandwiches in your shop if you make out with him right
stop
now.
Blue
Listen,
ball on the
miss,
audience.
I don't know how cheap you think I am for $64. But not that cheap.
Hey, don't you guys want to see them kiss?
No, I'm not. There's no way.
Kiss. Come on, you're a pussy if not.
No, I would do it, but now I'm just feeling fat like Joe doesn't want to because I'm ugly.
No, you're beautiful. Why can't you see what I see? I won't cheapen you like this.
No, why can't you see what I see?
Dan Dunn, just to keep you on track, and these guys on track as well, rein them in a little bit.
We're on track.
Truly,
that.
Fans, have you tried this new Jim Beam highball? You know, that's
yes.
just...
No.
Yeah, no, you should try
I tried it.
It.
Yeah. Actually, you know where I tried it? I'm not kidding. You know where I tried it? In Japan.
What?
When were you in Japan?
I went to Tokyo 3 years ago or so to
oh,
do a show.
Your ultimate battle with Godzilla.
Yeah. It was time to throw down.
It was time.
Yeah. No, I went to Tokyo to do shows a few years back, and I landed at 5:30 in the morning.
And the Drinking time.
Yeah. And the kid,
Narita.
No,
at Narita?
This is a true story. The kid picked me up. Producer of the shows and the kid that, whatever, he picked me up and he goes, dude, I'm sorry, they fucked up. Your Airbnb's not going to be ready till 11.
His accent was like that?
And yeah, he was from America.
Okay.
And I go, okay. And he goes, what do you want to do? And I go, well, shit, man, if you want to hang out, let's go drink. And he's like, oh, dude, let's go.
5:30 in
and
the morning?
The first place we went was at 6:30 by the time we got into the city, was to like a convenience store. And he goes, check this out. And they had canned mixed drinks, which had not seen the light of day here yet at all. And the first one we got was the Jim Beam highball. Or the Jack Daniels, whatever it was.
Let's
it was,
say Jim Beam.
Yeah.
It was Jim Beam. It was Jim Beam.
This episode sponsored
it was Jim
by
Beam.
Centauri.
It was great. Way better
Centauri.
Than the Jack Daniels highball.
It was great. It was great. We went to an arcade and played versus Mario Kart. We had a blast, man.
And did you do karaoke?
Not at 6 a.m., but...
How does your comedy play in Japan, though?
It was all,
better
it was
than
all
here?
American transplants. In fact, you want to talk about people getting too drunk. A kid walked up to me. He was American, but he was living in South Korea. He came up to me at the bar before the show, and he was already drunk. And he was like, DeRosa, I love you. I love your podcast. I want to just buy you a shot, right? And I go, okay, man. So he buys me a shot, buys me another one, buys me a third one. The owner of the venue walks over to the kid, and he goes...
He goes, now you got to fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a rule of comedy? Somebody buys you three drinks?
That's
Somebody
Japanese law, dude.
It's my rule.
Yeah.
It's my rule.
Or kill yourself. One or the other. the owner of the venue comes over and yells at the kid. And he goes, then that guy was from England. And he goes, mate, he's got a fucking show to do. Go sit down. And I was like, it's all right. So the kid went and sat down. Kid got so drunk. In the middle of the show, he walked on stage and was thrown out of the show. He had flown from South Korea to Tokyo to see me. And he got so drunk, he got thrown out because he walked on stage. And it was the only time in my life I was defending the drunk. And I was like, please don't make him leave. I felt so bad for him, but they
Is
made
that
him
the
leave.
Like, what's the craziest thing that has happened to you guys on stage? Have you ever had any physical altercation?
Oh,
like that?
Jay, tell him about the dude who grabbed your leg. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jay, you tell got
about
the best
that,
one.
Like, last
oh,
summer.
Oh, yeah, this is a guy. I was in Royerster, Pennsylvania, and there was a girl. It was an outside comedy club they made.
Yeah.
It was a 6-foot-high steel stage on a man-made beach in Royersford, Pennsylvania. And I did a comedy show there.
That's a slip and slide in some dirt.
It was crazy. But I was...
this place was a beach more depressing than Normandy.
Yeah, the central Pennsylvania beach.
Oh, the horrors on that beach.
Oh, there's been horrors. Oh, my God. So many teenage pregnancies. For sure. But I did a... I did a show, and there was a lady... By the time I got on stage, there was already a lady in the audience saying that everybody at the show was a racist. That's what she decided. This 22-year-old girl was like, everyone's a racist. And I was like... and she kept saying that out loud, and I was like, come on, miss. Just statistically, that can't be true. Come on. And like everybody, and she just kept going on and on. And she kept being rude. I was trying to, when I talk to the crowd a lot when I do comedy, and like when I see somebody not enjoying themselves, that's who I always kind of zone in on. And the idea is that I could turn them around. I'm like, oh, if they just like talk to me, like they could see, I'm just fucking, I don't care. I'm just dicking around. And this lady, she kept saying everyone was racist. And then she kept going into her phone, and I go, miss, who are you talking to in your phone? Who are you texting? It's so important. You can't just be here and have a good time with us. And because she said everyone was a racist, she thought she was being provocative by going, she goes, I'm sorry, everyone. I was just texting my black boyfriend.
Dude, it makes me laugh every
time. Which
is weird. Like it's the first time.
Nobody cares.
My black
boyfriend.
Nobody
in the audience cares, but like, as a comic, she's just throwing it at me, and I was like, why? Does he make you hit him up every half hour to see how long he has to get bitches out of the house? And she like skitzed out. And I was like, miss, I'm just fucking with you. I don't even know you or your boyfriend. I'm just kidding. Can't we just fucking, and we're just fucking around. Enjoy yourself, please. Have some fun. Laugh. We're making jokes. And she goes, I'm sorry, I guess I'm just being hormonal. Because I'm pregnant with a black baby. And then I was like, well, miss, that sounds like more of your father's nightmare than my issue. I hope you're not rehearsing your speech on me because I don't know if it's going to go the same.
That was a real interaction. Like, you didn't pay this person.
Oh, it's online right now.
This is absolutely what happened. It was crazy. I mean, the way this dummy just walked into him constantly. But I'm just trying to quell. I'm just trying to get her to like stop complaining so much and just enjoy herself. And I'm going, and I go, and then her mom was there. Her mom jumped up, and her mom does a heel turn on the daughter. And she starts yelling out. She goes, "Sorry, everybody. I don't know why she's acting like this. She's lying. She's drunk and she's lying. She's not pregnant at all." Which I thought was crazy to lie about that. And then I was like, miss, is that true? Are you not pregnant at all? And she goes, that's right, everybody. I'm not pregnant because I had an abortion. And she said it just like that. Spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah. An abortion.
As if the ghost of the baby would appear.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, miss, for being so concerned about racism, you're the only person here who just confessed to killing a black person. And her brain just sizzled. And she screamed for the heavens. And then her brother came out of the darkness and yanked me off stage by my ankles. It was worth it. In hindsight, it was worth it. I lived.
Any more questions about Japanese whiskey?
Yes.
Yeah. How close to Okinawa? Dan, I don't know if you're going to thank me or curse me out for this tomorrow. What the fuck were you doing up there?
Any questions? Anybody in the audience? Yeah, no?
I would like one more highball if it's possible.
Jack Daniels, Jim Beam highball? Jim Beam!
Can we get some Trulies up here? Some more Trulies.
I'll be honest.
Or the Toki highball. The Toki highball is a damn good highball.
The Japanese whiskey highball, I would like.
Toki highball.
I'll tell you, well, I'll take another Kermit come if it's coming. Yeah. How was
that? Need more drinks up here, everybody's telling
us. This is awesome.
It's so good.
So good.
What was that called again? Like the...
Jade something? Jade Kiss.
Taste of Jade?
Kiss of Jade. Kiss of Jade.
Kiss of Jade.
She's a squirter.
Kiss of Jade.
How do you know all of this stuff?
What am I? What?
Like, do you study before?
Yes, I studied.
What's going on?
Yes.
He's the brightest kid in drinking class. Yeah.
I can see.
Teacher,
that.
Teacher, teacher.
Oh, Amaro.
What alcohol will make you speak your mind but not hit your wife? Go.
I'm not married.
What kind?
I'm not married.
Duh.
Oh, but it's a hypothetical.
Yeah, Taste of Jade.
I would like to say that...
Did you make this? I know. What's in it? Can you tell us what's in it?
Somebody bought this for Jay.
She makes it.
Vodka,
coconut, water.
Centauri Toki.
What's the green?
Whiskey.
What's the green? What?
The matcha.
Matcha is there the green. It is. Matcha.
Can I please have one, too?
And that, is, by the way, the garnish, a shiso leaf.
Right. Can you eat really? This? I thought that was romaine.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
I want to see it.
No way.
Yes. Eat it?
I always like my drinks to be garnished as if it were a windy day. Something just blew right into the glass. thought that was funny. Anyway.
I was thinking shiso, it's like for a comedian, that's like gold. Like you can go so many different places with that word.
Thank you. Which what word?
Shiso.
Shiso?
Yeah.
Shiso horny, like that kind of thing?
Exactly, that kind of
thing. Oh, I got you.
She ready.
All right. I mean, I don't know what kind of comedian you think I am. But I don't do that wordplay whore shit. I talk about the
only
issues.
Only physical comedy.
Yeah.
Because you're a physical questions? Comedian now.
Any questions
She's
about
so
Jap
horny.
Whiskey?
Oh, look what time it is. Ah, Jesus. Well,
look at where we are.
Oh, my goodness. Jay, anything else to sync my podcast?
I thought this was...
Anything
what? Else? Is everybody here racist against Jewish American princesses? How dare you?
Are you Jewish, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but you know what's funny?
You look a little Jewish.
I know. The hair is so Jewish. Yeah.
I have a synagogue in my neighborhood, a block from my apartment, and I was walking by it yesterday, and one of the Hasidic guys came out, and he smiled and waved through the window, and I went, hi. And then he came out and he goes, come and join us, my friend.
Bring your allergy right? medication and your hair.
I literally, he was so joyous and like welcoming, and I go, oh, I'm not Jewish. And he goes, God bless. And then just walk back inside. I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I'll go fuck myself.
I think
myself.
We've been cordoned off to this side of
Joe's,
the table.
Joe's Italian.
I'm Egyptian.
Joe's Egyptian, but adopted by Italians. So
the biblical enemy of the Jews.
Yeah, I was raised by Egyptian. I mean, raised by Italians, but I'm Egyptian by blood. Arab. Yeah.
His son was the Pharaoh.
So do you speak any other language besides English?
No.
Well, no, but
I barely
he does,
speak English.
But he does say, so it shall be written, so it shall be done, after most of his comments. Oh.
I'm Egyptian, so when I write bits, it's on stone tablets. I'm Egyptian, but I'm adopted, so my parents found me in a river floating in a basket.
He's Jesus, everybody.
Yeah. No, that's Moses.
I call him Joseph.
Damn.
It's a different movie.
It's Joseph, everybody.
Oh, that's good, Joseph.
It is good.
I don't want to end the show until I get my drink, so I'm waiting for this to come.
Did you want to talk about fortified wine from Portugal in the meantime?
Sorry?
Fortified wine.
Is that port?
Fortified wine?
Yeah, it's port.
Is that port why they call wine. It port? Because the port.
Third Eye Blind?
Oh, there. Oh.
I'm going to. Do you have COVID?
I don't know.
Well,
that's not my drink, dear.
Is it yours?
He probably does have COVID.
Oh, we know, I'll be Jay's, honest we with know you. Jay's not drinking it.
We were at the same festival, so we both got it if we got it.
That's true. No, you know what? Actually, while everybody was getting fucked up, I was getting my nails done. I went to get my hair done.
Yeah, I didn't why? Get fucked up.
Then
either.
I waited for my time on stage, and I went on stage, and I left.
Why go to Skankfest if you're not going to get fucked up?
I don't know.
You didn't party at all?
I didn't trust you motherfuckers. That's why.
What the fuck
I'm
is that?
What do you think was going to happen to you?
I don't know. I'm little. I can't protect myself.
I'm little. I can't protect myself.
That's true.
Justin didn't get raped. He's our litmus test.
No.
You didn't get raped?
You know, Justin does look like if he got raped, he'd just go with it.
Yeah. Son of a bitch started throwing back at me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry.
This
I'm
episode
sorry.
Is sponsored by Suntory.
I'm
tequila.
Sorry.
And Tiger.
Tequila.
And Tiger Lady.
El Tesoro is a great tequila.
A whole different
Dan.
Brand.
You should try it.
This is the only podcast I know where 62-year-old drunks can't speak freely. Come on, class it up, goddammit.
Skankfest is in Houston, right?
It was.
So
it was
I heard
Skank
about
Fest
that festival.
South, yeah.
It got a lot of attention. So
it was awesome, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. So everybody survived.
Well, yeah, well, so far.
Why don't you tell them about the Naked Roast?
The Naked Roast Battle was insane, yeah.
That it was great.
The Naked Roast Battle, where two comics get on stage with three judges naked and a naked host, and they get up naked and roast each other. It is
awesome.
Fucking wild.
A lot of micro penis, let me tell you that.
I'll be honest with you. I'm so amazed by the amount of guys who will show their little wieners.
Did any women do Naked
they
Roast?
They were all white. Imagine that.
Can you say who or no? Or
I don't remember. I don't know the names even. There's only like two girls. One did it in lingerie and the other one did it naked. But it's wild to watch a guy just confident in his little wiener.
No. It's white men, they're always confident no matter what.
I don't know about
I'm not,
that.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
I wouldn't have done that. Yeah. In a million years, you couldn't get me to do that.
No.
Justin should do it, and he doesn't.
If I knew that I wouldn't get in trouble, I'd show my wang.
Like, when I'm with somebody and I'm, like, just in bed and I want to get up to go to the bathroom, I kind of, like, fluff a little bit before
I
get out. Just to go to bed. To go to the bathroom, I'm like, all right, let me make
it. I just put my panties on and then get up.
If I could present my penis only completely erect and laying on my back, perfect. Standing up when gravity's fighting me and pushing all of my big body down onto my dick? No way.
Thank you.
There's no way I would do the Naked Roast Battle.
I just want to have something
to say. What I do is, when I want a show, I'll hook an anvil into it, like the Jim Rose Circus, to stretch it down nice and long.
I just want to say something. To all the women that feel insecure about their bodies, you know, because we always feel like we're not good enough.
We're having a moment.
By the way, yes, I want to say this, okay?
Nausea?
I want to say
something.
Shut
the fuck up with your...
you shut the fuck up. Wait. I starve myself, and I work out a lot. No, that's why. But don't
do that.
That's
right. You're here first. Starve yourselves.
The point is, don't starve yourselves. If you feel insecure about your bodies, go to Skankfest and watch the Naked Roast. You'll feel so much better. Let me tell you, you will.
But until then, throw up everything you eat.
No.
Look into the mirror at the pig you are. Yeah.
What a
piece of shit you are, and you have to be better.
I mean, if you see Jay's tits, it's normal that you feel insecure, you know, because he has bigger tits than any woman I saw before.
No, that's not true.
But at least they're natural.
True that.
It's physical comedy Joe, everybody.
Hey. I saw his dick in Naked Roast. He has nothing. That's why he's
You
concerned.
Never saw Joe's dick.
I didn't do Naked Roast.
I would never do Naked Roast. I have actual jokes.
There's no way.
I don't need to take my pants off on stage. It's an outrageous thing to do.
You would never do Naked Roast? I can't.
If you pay me, I will.
I couldn't do it.
If I pay you, you do Naked Roast. How much?
How much you guys think I should get paid to do Naked Roast?
Say a reasonable number,
10,000.
And I'll pull it out right now.
So I'm about to go in. Next up, it's Naked Roast. Here we go.
In dollars or euros?
Everyone, Nausea Naked,
dollars.
Brought to you by Japanese whiskey.
I'm sure our friends at Suntory would pay for that.
I'll trade you a bottle of Yamazaki 55, Dan.
What can I say? Just give me an offer and a green card, and I'll do it.
Fuck yeah.
By the way, I like that you think that the big wigs at Suntory will be listening to this. Some intern is going to screen it and go, whatever, it's fine. top of the food chain at Suntory. Where's the Dan Dunn podcast? It was supposed to be on my desk by 5 p.m. Nobody gives a shit, Dan.
And on that note, Brad, any more on Japanese whiskey before we go? We are getting the signal.
Oh, we got to end.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
We have shows starting soon.
Yeah, we got other shows coming. So I want to say thank you, Justin Silver.
You're welcome, Dan.
Everybody give it up for Justin Silver.
Woo! So good to be here. Thank you.
Zach Galifianakis, everybody. Here he is. Ho!
Zach.
The Jew corner.
Nasia Marrera. Yeah.
Hello.
J too.
Big J Okerson.
My apologies. My apologies.
Joe DeRosa. I want to thank all you guys for making me look good. I want to thank all of you guys for coming out and making us feel good. It's great to be back out. COVID's going to end one of these days, and we'll keep doing these. Yeah. So thanks a lot, guys.
Dan Dunn, everybody.
Let's go to the bar and have some drinks.
Dan Dunn.